The Mass today is that for the Feast of St. Lawrence, but the Gospel, the Epistle and the Gospel, of course, are taken from the ninth Sunday after Pentecost. Therefore, the Epistle to be read this morning is taken from the first Epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, these things came to pass as examples to us, that we should not lust after evil things, even as they lusted. Nor do not become idolaters, even as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, even as some of them committed fornication. And there fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them tempted and perished by the serpents. Neither murmur, as some of them murmured and perished at the hands of the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as a type, and they were written for our correction, upon whom the final age of the world has come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. May no temptation take hold of you but such as man is equal to. God is faithful and will not permit you to be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will also give you a way out that you may be able to bear it. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, when Jesus drew near to Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, If thou hast known in this thy day, even thou, the things that are for thy peace, but now they are hidden from thy eyes. For days will come upon thee when thy enemies will throw up a rampart about thee, and surround thee, and shut thee in on every side, and will dash thee to the ground, and thy children within thee, and will not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou hast not known the time of thy visitation. And he entered the temple and began to cast out those who were selling and buying in it, saying to them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, the main thing in today's bulletin that I wish to bring to your attention is the fact of Friday of this week, which is a holy day of obligation, of course, and it is the Feast of the Assumption of Our Blessed Mother. And since it is a holy day of obligation, the usual restriction or a regulation concerning fast and abstinence are dispensed with on that day, all day long. The masses in the church here will be at 6 in the morning, at 8 in the morning, and at 7 in the evening. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. In the Gospel of today's feast, we hear the words, I may not be quoting them absolutely correctly, we hear the words that he who plants sparingly reaps sparingly. We here have never ceased to speak of and teach, or try to teach, the utter necessity of approaching Almighty God correctly. Unfortunately, in too many places, as has been pointed out to us on more than one occasion, unfortunately, in too many places, service of Almighty God is looked upon as an obligation that we simply have to fulfill. To a certain point, in a certain manner of speaking, that is correct. In a certain manner of speaking, as we say in the act of contrition, because I dread the loss of the pains of hell, that we love God because of an obligation, or out of obligation. Well, who am I to say that it is sufficient or insufficient? Only God knows that. But it certainly is planting sparingly. It is giving to God a very, very small return, is it not? Our service to Almighty God, though we have been instructed of its importance, of its necessity, and may I use the word in quotation marks of its obligation, because we are obliged to worship God, but unless we go that step further, and give to God simply because we love. You might think that I am overworking this word love. You may think that I am overemphasizing this word love. My beloved people, the more we have dealings with others, the more I have dealings with others, especially of the younger set, love is an area that is simply not understood. It is an area that is simply not known. It is an area that is no more than just affection for this or that, or approval for this or that. In former times, we used to make a distinction in our definition of the word love and the word like. The word love in those days had reference to a feeling that was generated within the heart of one human being for another human being. And the word love was kept at a very high level of application. In those days, we loved our parents. We loved God. We liked hot dogs, and we liked cats. Today, it has been turned all around, as everything else has been. And everything, if you've noticed, has been, I used the word before, dumbed down. I may even use the word trashed down. Today, the use of the word love has degenerated. Today we love hot dogs and we love cats. And we turn the use of the word, I like you. And that depends upon the chemical level that attraction seems to have at that particular moment. Because at any given time, that feeling or that attraction for whatever it is can change. Once you love, once you love, I'll say it again. Once you love, that does not depend upon any chemical reaction. It is persevering, it is enduring, it is divine. And the reason why we love God is because our heart belongs to Him. And it is not because we like Him as we do a cat or whatever. But we love Him and no matter what it is that He asks of us because of our love and because of His love before, no matter what it is that He loves, that He asks of us, that we go out of our way, not because of any obligation, not of any feeling of, I've got to do it. But once we find out, once we know, once we become aware of this kind of love that we speak of, then it is that we go out of our way to please, not to get something back in return. The lover does not ask for something back in return. The only thing the lover is thinking about is, what can I give? Not what can I expect back. And to the degree that that love is there, the more dissatisfied that one becomes when he looks at the gift that he is giving, the more dissatisfied he is with that gift, he sees how imperfect it is, how insufficient it is, how ordinary it is, how common it is. And he spends his entire energy, not because, excuse me, not because he is trying to give something that is well polished or expensive or full of frills. And he spends no time in that because it is a waste, but that he gives whatever it is he's got to give, even if it's a bundle of sticks. If that's the best that he's got to give, then he will give that with all his might and with all his heart. God does not require of us to go and dig up the most elaborate, the most expensive, the most wonderful, the most time-consuming gift that we can think of, that we possess. What God wants is the tiny bit within us that we call our heart. That's all. And he wants it given to him freely. And that is where the liberal planting takes place, and for which we receive a liberal reward. Friday is the Feast of the Blessed Mother. We will not reach God unless and until we place our hand in her hand. And she will take us there. There is no other way. I think that for some of us, sometimes we take our Blessed Mother weakly, or maybe even just for granted. There is no possible chance for us to reach God except by way of Mary. And I think it is time for every one of us, whoever we may be, young or old or middle age, religious or non-religious, it is time for us to review seriously our attitude toward the Blessed Mother, our devotion toward the Blessed Mother. And when such a day as Friday arrives, that we will, in the same way, approach her. And as we speak in terms that Almighty God says, our Lord says, we must love our Lord, our God, with our whole heart, with our whole mind, and so on. My beloved people, yes, we may love God with our whole heart. But we have to give it to Mary to bring it to him, or to take it to him. If we want God to have that heart of ours, she is the one who will take it to him. There is no other way. Oh yes, we have favorite saints. I do. And I hope you do. And all the saints are certainly everything we know them to be. But unless we place everything we have into the hands and the ownership of her, it will all be lost. And we will be trying to plant the field on our own abilities, which are so meager, so very, very meager. Therefore, my beloved people, not only must we love God, but we must love Mary. And there is something else that I would like to bring to our attention. It is interesting, we get lots of phone calls from all over the world, as a matter of fact, certainly from every place in our land, from all kinds of people. Good people, wonderful people. And they are people in trouble. They are people who want something from Almighty God. And they ask us, please, pray for this and pray for that. Ask Almighty God to particularly give me this and give me that, because it is vast and significant importance. And of course, we accept those calls. And of course, we pray for those intentions. My beloved people, there are many such calls that come in. But the calls that ask us to say thank you are few and far between. Where is our gratitude? When we were in need, we did not hesitate to pray and to ask, and to beg, and to plead, and to spend time on our knees, or whatever. But then Almighty God granted what we wanted. And how quickly we forgot. These are serious thoughts, my beloved people, because we are dealing with a serious God. It is not enough for us, as he has told us, it isn't enough for us to say, Lord, Lord, wherever we go, whatever we do, all this, that, and the other. It is not enough. But when we say, Lord, Lord, that it will be significant in our lives. And let us remember, especially those of us who have children, that every move we make, every single solitary move that we make is watched by that child. And let us not forget or underestimate the horrendous importance of example, of good example. Something that today we see so little of, rather we see the opposite, a bad example in every conceivable area. As we have said before, can we imagine our blessed Lord acting as we sometimes act, or talking or speaking as we sometimes speak or talk? Can we imagine the demeanor of our blessed Lord in any way, shape, or form like the demeanor that we give forth with? Our Blessed Mother, can we imagine this lovely, lovely lady acting as we oftentimes or sometimes act? And let us not forget Saint Joseph. The greatness of this man cannot be overestimated. Look at the unbelievable example that this man left behind. How much like Saint Joseph do we act like? And yet, we want to be the cherished of Almighty God. It is critical. We're living in critical times, and we're dealing with a serious God, and our effort has to be serious. Our intention has to be serious. Our dedication has to be serious. Our commitment has to be serious, and our love has to be serious. We will not be given the reward if the best we can give are half measures. My beloved people,